Rich Kimble here with you. University of Maine making the announcement earlier today that they have hired a new director of athletics. His name is Ken Ralph. He has been at Colorado College for the past 11 years as their athletic director, and he joins us right now on the telephone. Ken, first of all, congratulations, and thank you so much on this busy day for making time for us.
Thanks, Rich. Happy to do it.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the job. You're a guy who grew up in New Hampshire, so you know the area. You've got family here. What else appealed to you about this position at Maine?
Well, there's a number of things. Being back with family was certainly important, but it wasn't the deciding factor. I always have a deep appreciation for the state of Maine and for the university itself. People in Maine have such a great deal of pride about where they're from and a great sense of place. This university is important. It's important to the region. It's important to the state. People who've gone to the University of Maine are very proud of being a Black Bear. And to be there and to have that kind of support and to have people care so much about the university, it's going to help us get off to a great start.
You interviewed in Boston and then came up here for the second round. What were your impressions of the campus and the people up here?
Well, I'll tell you, after the first round of interviews, I came home and talked to my wife, and I said it might be the most genuine group of people I've been around in a long time. And in the visit to Orono, I get the same impression. People just care so deeply. They care about the students. They care about the university. They want to put on a good impression. It was as much a sales job as it was an interview. And I really appreciated that approach. And, you know, they're the kind of folks who I think understand that, you know, there's certainly some challenges, but there's a lot to be excited about as well. There's a lot of really positive things happening, and how can we grow those into the future?
At Colorado College in the last season, your team's had a lot of success. Volleyball was ranked number one in the country. Lacrosse, both men's and women's lacrosse, made it to the NCAAs. As you look at the big picture here at Maine, is it possible for Maine to continue, and you may not know yet, to do what it's done, which is to try to be successful in every team and every conference, some advancing to be nationally competitive? Or does it make more sense to maybe focus on success for a couple of teams?
Well, obviously, the ultimate goal would be for comprehensive excellence. You want all your teams to be successful, and more than anything, you want all of your students to feel supported in their passion for athletics. It's a lot of fun when you take a look at what's going on at Maine right now. Both hockey teams have incredible momentum, and they're playing very well. You look at the results that women's basketball posted a year ago. You take a look at what's going on with softball. You take a look at the success in field hockey. There's so many positive things going on. And I've always believed if you get the right people in the right positions, you provide them the resources they need to be successful, and then get out of their way and let them do their thing, you've got a chance to do some wonderful things. Ultimately, the biggest thing we can do is give our students a great experience, whether they're a participant or a spectator, and have them just fall in love with being at the University of Maine.
We're talking with Ken Ralph, named today as the new director of athletics at the University of Maine. At Colorado College, also before that at RPI, you worked a lot in both conceptualizing, designing, raising money for brand new facilities. And obviously, you've seen we have some great facilities here at Maine, but some that are in need of updating and improvements as well.
Well, that's for sure. And, you know, there's a bit of an arms race going on in Division I athletics. I think everybody's aware of it. It's important in recruiting, but now it's also increasingly getting important for safety of your students. And so I think as we go around, we're going to take a look at what we can do facility-wise. We're going to see which natural partners are out there to help us refresh and refurbish and grow our facility inventory and make sure that our students have a great deal of pride in where they get to apply their craft. And that visiting teams, when they come up, feel accommodated and playing at a high level. But mostly, I want folks to walk in and feel a great sense of place and a lot of pride in supporting their athletes at Maine.
Some schools, the notion of student athletes is a bit overplayed, but Maine has always believed that student designation is important. And clearly, based on the GPA your athletes had at Colorado College, you and the folks in charge there felt that way. How do you find that balance between Division I athletics and academic success?
Well, I don't think you can ever look at success in athletics and success in the classroom as being mutually exclusive items. I think you want to demand excellence in everything that's done, whether it's on the field, in the classroom, or in the community. And you need to have students who have that level of focus and have that level of determination. Remember, the students who are playing on the athletic programs at the University of Maine are going to be in a little bit of a fishbowl. It's a small community. It's There's people with a lot of pride in that university. There's also people paying attention. People care deeply about the sports teams there, and so the students have to be on their best behavior. They're on a bit of a pedestal. We're going to expect them to perform. And, you know, you've got to handle that through the recruitment process, finding the kids with the right kind of character and people who are going to represent your university the right way.
Some people have referred to collegiate athletics as the front porch of colleges and universities. How do you view them?
Well, I think, you know, that's been a little bit overplayed. I think that's been attributed to about 100 different people, that particular quote. But certainly, it evokes a different level of passion than anything else that happens at a university. You don't see a lot of debate or message boards or radio call-in shows about the physics department, but Maine has an incredible physics department. You know, so athletics does receive an outsized amount of attention, an outsized amount of criticism, an outsized amount of support or appreciation. And so you have to recognize the fact that you are in a much more public position than many others within the university system, you know, whether you're a coach or an administrator or a student. So we've got to take that responsibility seriously. It's something we can't back down from. And honestly, a lot of people will base their opinion off the University of Maine on what they see out of its athletes because it is so public. The other thing is for our coaches, remember, their job performance is a matter of public record. Anybody can look on the website and see what wins and losses look like. Well, no other employee at the university has that situation. So there's a lot on the line, but we all accept those responsibilities and we accept these positions.
What are you most excited about in this new position?
You know, I just see there's opportunities for growth. People are passionate about what they have in Maine, passionate about the state, passionate about the resources available, passionate about their university. And so I think you start from a position of strength. But there's still things to do. I think there's still ways to improve the program, even one that's already very vibrant. I think that there's ways that we can improve facilities. I think there's different organizational pieces we can put in play. What I'm most excited about is getting up there and learning from people. I want to be a great listener. I want to learn everything I can about the University of Maine and about its athletics program as we start to chart a strategic path forward for this department.
Now, Ken, you come here with a reputation of being a really great guy with a terrific sense of humor, an outgoing, engaging personality. Is that important? Do you see your role as being, in many ways, the face of the athletic department?
Well, I'd prefer our students be the face of the athletic department, quite frankly. And, you know, when you get the program to where it's really high performing, you can almost say that the director position is one of the least important positions. And it's something I'm really proud of what we've done here at Colorado College is, you know, the program is thriving right now, and it's our students and our coaches who are on the front line. And I can work behind the scenes and make sure they have the resources they want. You know, in a place like Maine, it's a little bit more public. People are going to want more face time. They're going to want more interaction. I'm thrilled to do that. I'm thrilled to get out and shake some hands and laugh and smile and share some stories with folks. I want to brag about this department. I want people to know what we're doing, and I want to be very transparent about what's happening in the athletic department and what we're going to be doing going forward. And I want to get people really excited about not just the Maine of today, but where we're going to be a decade from now.
And where do you see, do you know yet, where Maine will be, where the athletic program will be 5, perhaps 10 years down the road?
No, you know, it's one of those things that I'm not somebody that's going to come in with a giant sword and start hacking and chopping things up and trying to make changes for the sake of making changes. I've never thought that's very productive. You know, I think that when you take a look at true growth in any organization, it's about steady progress towards goals. So I think that's going to be a better approach. I think it's going to fit much better with the types of personalities in Maine. You know, people are very genuine, very humble. So I think the idea of let's chart a strategic course, let's make steady progress towards our goals, and let's make sure we're doing this the right way.
You'll be on campus for some media availability on Thursday. When do you officially begin the new job?
Well, we're still working at it. My first official day technically is September 1. I still have some responsibilities to take care of back here at Colorado College, so I'm going to be getting back and forth between the two schools. I'll be in the office starting early September, with a couple of trips back to Colorado through about the end of September. But I'll be present. I'll be around.
Well, Ken, we congratulate you on the new position. Excited to meet you when you get here, and looking forward to working with you at the University of Maine. We wish you much success in this new job and appreciate you making time on this busy day.
Thanks, Rich. I appreciate that.
That's Ken Ralph. He is the new director of athletics at the University of Maine, taking over for interim AD Jim Sedley. Ken had been at Colorado College for 11 years and, of course, replaces Carlton Creech, who went out to Denver to be the director of athletics out there.